Welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast. Today, I'm so excited to be diving into a conversation about how you can streamline your client onboarding process in order to set every single project you ever take on up for success right from the start. So today, be sure to grab a second cup of coffee, your favorite notebook, and settle in for a quick and heartfelt chat about my five-step process to streamline client onboarding. Let's do a little imagining here. Let's say that you have just landed a new client and you're so excited. Maybe they have booked you at one of your highest price points ever. Maybe they're just such a total ideal client and you're so excited to work with them. But after you've landed the sale, what comes next? As an entrepreneur, do you feel like there's a certain amount of anxiety or even just plain confusion that you experience when it comes to onboarding a new client? Do you kind of dream every now and then about what it would look like or what it would feel like to actually go into a new project feeling totally stress-free and feeling like you've got your head screwed on straight so you know exactly what comes every step of the way so that you can guide your client through your process like an expert? Friend, I promise you that you can walk every client through a very seamless and intentional process without putting in a ton of time and effort into making that happen. So today, I'm going to share with you just what it could look like and what it could feel like for you and your business to make that happen and how you can do it in five simple steps. Now, I get it. You spend so much time and energy working diligently to make sure that you're positioning yourself to your ideal client as a total pro. And so, of course, when they sign on and decide to work with you, you get that money in the bank. Of course, you want them to feel like you've got this covered. And there's something about feeling like you're scrambling on the back end or you're sending like 800 different emails to answer all of the questions that really doesn't do you a lot of favors when it comes to living up to that super professional persona, right? So instead, what we need to do is we need to map out a plan so that every time a client comes to you, you have a streamlined workflow that you can utilize as you guide them from newly booked client into fully onboarded and super excited client who just can't wait to get started. So when we're thinking about how we want to make this happen, I believe there are some very simple steps that you can take in order to really leverage the onboarding process for all of your new projects. As a result, I really do believe that you can create a seamless and engaging experience that eliminates stress and builds confidence. The first way that you're going to do that, you're going to set expectations up front with every new client. My first step, my biggest encouragement that I can share with you is to always make your expectations clear of what it would look like to work with you. So when you're chatting with a new client, I mean, even if someone is coming to your website for the very first time, I want it to be so abundantly obvious to them what it can feel like and what it can look like should they choose to hire you. So when you outline to your clients what it's like to work together, you're actually being really proactive and answering some of their biggest questions up front. And when you do that, you eliminate confusion. Often, I'd say probably 90% of the time, I see a lot of frustrations pop up on both your side as a creative and on the client side as a client when they go into a project with you and they expect a completely different outcome. This is going to cause, everyone to feel a little bummed out, right? So we want to nip that in the bud first by setting expectations up front. So for example, when I am working with a brand new branding client, we sit down and we identify the deliverables that they can expect at the end of our time together. I make it very clear the different strategy pieces that they are going to receive so that they really do have a better understanding of what to expect when it's all said and done. And on top of that, we spend some time setting goals to achieve during our time of working together. So what that does is that helps my clients realign their expectations as needed. And in a lot of instances, it actually helps them set higher expectations, more beautiful expectations of what's possible, so that they know what's to come and they know what they can look forward to. What that's going to do, having those conversations or mapping out those expectations on an inquiry form or in an email or on a sales call, that is going to make it so easy for your clients to not only align their expectations with what's possible, but get excited about what is to come. And think of it this way, by being proactive in that education point and those initial conversations, you're actually saving yourself a ton of time and energy because you're not fielding 800 emails, each one with a different question. You are nipping all of that in the bud. The second step that I would really encourage you to take as you're streamlining your onboarding process is to be very generous with your communication. What I mean by that is over-communicate whenever possible. I really think that this does go hand in hand with setting expectations up front, but I always want to make sure that I stress the importance of over-communication. I mean, I'm over-communicating here when I make over-communication a step of its own, but we're just going to go with it. It can honestly feel really tedious and really repetitive to constantly feel like you have to remind your client about what goes into your work together or what you need as a next step from them or maybe when their next payment is due. But I promise you, your clients will appreciate you being so incredibly vocal and proactively educating them with all of the details that go into the work that you do. If you think about it, if you're a wedding planner, if you are a high school senior photographer, if you are a floral designer, your clients have probably never done this before. You might have a high school senior who's never had portraits taken before. You might have a couple who's never gotten married before, right? They don't know what goes into your workflow as a creative. And so it is your responsibility to educate them so that it is a seamless and enjoyable process. And if you're able to proactively educate, then you are putting in so much work up front to ensure that you're getting those 5-star glowing reviews. So it's not simply enough to just book your dreamy ideal client and then send them a welcome guide and, you know, kind of dive into your work together on your start date. I really do think you have to take it one step further and guide them through that process. If you're starting with a new client, since we're thinking through the onboarding process, especially when it's coming up to a session date or a project date, a really easy way for you to kind of go above and beyond and stay front of mind with that new client is to let them know. Just send them a super quick email. It takes no time at all that says something like, "Hey, next week when we start, this is what you can expect from me and this is what I need from you. And I'm so excited to be working with you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out and let me know." And what that does is it offers a really clear line of communication between you and this new client. So they are reminded of when you're working together, what they can expect from you, what is expected of them. And then also if they have any questions, if they have any areas that they see where they could be better educated or they could have a more seamless experience with you, then I really think that's such a fantastic opportunity for you guys to work together. Now, you may worry that over-communicating might be a little bit annoying. I mean, no one likes to be that person that's like constantly popping up in someone's inbox, but I would so much rather you be a bit too generous with your communication, then be stingy with it. And for your clients to constantly be wondering when they're going to hear from you, what's coming next, and you know, the list could go on. All right, those are the first two steps to streamline your onboarding process. And the third process actually is streamlining itself. Okay, streamlining. What I mean by this is don't ask your clients to be in 8 different apps to complete a project for you. Don't have them sign and pay in HoneyBook and then have them in Asana for project management and then head over to Slack to communicate with you and go on and on and on. This is overwhelming and will frustrate and confuse your client, which in turn can cause a breakdown in communication and delays even in the project itself. If you, as the creative, are struggling to remember where all of the information for a project lives, and you're sharing all of those tools with the client, you can bet that they have no idea where to go to find something. So what we want to do is we want to make this as easy as possible for your clients to walk through a process using only the most essential tools. To the best of your ability, streamline everything. If you are paying for multiple apps, multiple programs that do overlapping functions, cut one of them. I mean, make this easy for yourself, make it easy for your bank account, and then make it easy for your client. Personally, I am a big fan of HoneyBook as the number one tool in my business because it helps me handle all of the nitty-gritty tasks like invoicing or client agreements or payment plans. But on top of that, I really love that I'm able to handle all of my communication with my clients in HoneyBook itself. And every single client gets their own project where they can log into their free account and they can see all the files I've ever sent them. They can see their timeline. They can see all of the homework they've completed for me. And then they can reference all of the messages we've sent back and forth. Another kind of internal tool that I really love about HoneyBook is I'm actually able to create workflows in HoneyBook that I can apply to different projects. So for example, my complete branding package workflow is going to look different from my group coaching workflow, right? But based on the kinds of projects I'm booking, I'm able to really apply a very cohesive workflow to every project that allows me to see kind of at a bird's eye view what I need to work on in that project as a whole, and then day by day what I need to be doing. So it allows me to better manage my time through the different projects and kinds of services that I offer. And another thing that I really love about workflows, on the back end, I'm able to choose whether or not a workflow is manual, automated, or semi-automated. So for example, if someone sends me an inquiry through a embeddable contact form in HoneyBook, I can have a workflow set up that when that new inquiry comes in, a step is automatically triggered that sends them a confirmation email and a link to my calendar where we can book a call together. And I don't have to do a thing, right? All I have to do is just make sure that that workflow is set up and that the right steps are happening in the right order, and I am good to go. So I'm a big believer that if you streamline your processes, you can create a system that benefits both you and your client to stay on task and complete your project on time. And as I've been going on and on about HoneyBook and how much I love it, if you want to give it a try completely for free for 14 days, I'll have a special link for you in today's show notes if you head to brandstrategypodcast.com where you can sign up for free and give it a try. And as you're trying it out, if you have questions about it, you're figuring out how to kind of make it work for your business, or you want to know more of how I use it, just send me an email or DM me on Instagram, and I would be so happy to help. And at the end of your trial, if you love it so much that you cannot wait to sign up, through that link, you'll actually be able to save 50% off your first year, which I think is a savings of $200, which is really exciting. Okay, so step three in this five-part process, streamline. Step four, position yourself as the expert. When you are walking your client through a really streamlined and intentional process, I do believe it is so important for you to do so with confidence and to be truly dependable and trustworthy. What you're doing as you are guiding a new client through your onboarding process is you are setting yourself up as the guide who is helping your client navigate this exciting but sometimes new and scary journey. So often I have conversations like this with the women inside my group coaching program, the Heartfelt Brand Society, and I often find that they can feel a little bit timid to start with a new client. I mean, after the excitement and the, you know, like overwhelmingly positive emotions that come after landing a new client fade, then there kind of settles in the, oh crap, now I actually have to do the work kind of feeling. And when that happens, it is so crucial that you have a plan that you can lean on in order to really step into that role as an expert and guide your client through this process. Here's the thing. You might feel like when you're starting with a new client that you have to sort of hustle for your worth, or that you have to put on like a certain attitude or a certain persona to be perceived as an expert. First of all, if you're working with clients who make you feel that way, that's another conversation that we need to have, because that's not healthy. And on top of that, if you are working with clients and you feel like you need to kind of step into a certain kind of role to come across as more professional or cooler or more whatever, we need to take a look at the root of where that insecurity is coming from. If you are feeling like you need to put on some kind of alternate identity in order to be perceived as an expert by your ideal client, then I think you're missing the mark in what your ideal client really wants from you. In order to be an expert, ultimately, you do not need to have all this like crazy accreditation or these credentials or all this experience. I mean, I think that in our industry, we kind of like put people who we perceive as experts up on these like unreachable pedestals. But realistically, the experts that you and I look up to in the industry, they don't have some unattainable experience or some like crazy out there knowledge that you and I will just never, never, ever achieve. They are just one chapter ahead of the class. If you think about knowledge in the creative community, in the world in general, as a textbook, the experts that we look up to, they are simply one or two or three chapters ahead of us, but we're all still pulling from the same textbook, right? So just because someone might, seem like they have it all together, that doesn't mean that they necessarily do. And that's okay. I'm not saying this to like knock experts or like shatter your perception of anyone in the industry, but I am sharing that to kind of bring them back down to earth a little bit, and also to empower you a little bit to understand that you don't have to jump through hoops to be perceived as an expert. If you are getting clients, you are already an expert in what you do. If you are successfully getting people to hand over their hard-earned dollars and invest their time and energy in working with you to do whatever it is you do, then you're doing something right. They're perceiving you in a good way. They're coming to you because they need your expertise and they need your guidance. So by shying away from the idea of positioning yourself as an expert, by feeling uncomfortable in that and not standing strong by saying, these are the steps we need to follow to get you where you want to go. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. If you don't say that, or if you don't act from that space, then you're unintentionally doing those clients a disservice. It's important to guide them through your process with confidence so that you can establish a deeper sense of trust with you, but also so that they can begin to trust your process even more. Because if they trust your process, they're going to trust in the result that you're delivering at the end of your work together. Friend, fifth and final step in this five-step process might sound simple, but don't underestimate it. Step five, believe in what you do. To really allow your client to trust your process and to look to you as an expert, you must believe in your own work first. Trust yourself, trust your intuition as a creative, and lean on those gifts to guide your client through your processes. Remember, your clients are coming to you with a mix of emotions, from excitement to maybe a little bit of nerves to maybe a little anxiety of what this process is going to feel like, what this end result will look like. If you can go into your project together with confidence, you can inspire a deeper sense of peace and confidence from your client, because they will know, oh, she's got this. She knows what's going on. She knows how to guide me through it. Yeah, I made the right decision in hiring her. Friend, these are five simple steps that do not require you to spend a ton of time or energy fine-tuning your process. I believe that so many of the tools you already have in place, you can take these five steps and implement them into your existing client onboarding workflow so that you can experience more peace, more confidence, and more profit as you go through this kind of approach. If you're tuning in today and you are excited to learn more about HoneyBook, my number one business tool that I use for just about everything in my business, then I'd love to invite you to try it out completely for free for 14 days. And if you absolutely love it, then you can also use this link in the show notes for today's episode to save 50% off your very first year with HoneyBook. If you just go to brandstrategypodcast.com and click on the show notes for today's episode, all of the links and all the juicy details will be there waiting for you. For hanging out with me today and tuning into the Brand Strategy Podcast. Your support, your 5-star reviews, and you sharing this little show with your friends means so much to me and means that we are able to consistently create more quality content for free that is designed to help you grow the business of your dreams. So if you haven't yet, be sure to head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, rate, subscribe, let us know what you think. And if you know someone who would absolutely love this show, be sure to share on Instagram or just in good old-fashioned face-to-face conversation over coffee. I'm always so grateful for you. And as always, I am cheering you on from Waco.